Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're digging into Whiplash by Joy Ito and Jeff Howe. Sophie, what's the big idea?
Hey there, Sam. Whiplash is about how the rules that made the industrial age work are now working against us. Ito and Howe argue that the era of top-down control is over, and the only way to survive is to unlearn those instincts.
So it's a playbook for letting go of control?
Exactly. And the title nails it. The world changes so fast that trying to hold on to old strategies just gives you whiplash. They lay out 9 principles that flip the old mindset.
9 principles? Okay, what's the first one?
It goes from knowledge to flow. In the old view, knowledge was a pile you hoarded. But now any skill can become obsolete overnight. What matters is your ability to access and synthesize information in real time.
So you're a node on a network, not a hard drive.
Yes. The Media Lab itself runs on that. Musicians, computer scientists, artists, and all working together. Their value comes from flowing between fields.
And a person who can learn, unlearn, and relearn fastest wins.
Exactly. That brings us to the second principle.
Which is?
From command to compass. Instead of handing people a detailed map with one route, you give them a clear direction and core values. Then they can navigate independently.
That sounds so unnatural for a leader. I want to control the route.
Right, but commands go stale by the time they travel down the hierarchy. The military learned this in Iraq. They had to let small units make their own tactical calls based on the commander's intent.
So the compass gives coherence without rigidity. I can see how that beats a giant corporation stuck in its own bureaucracy.
Exactly. Then the third principle is from safety to risk.
This is where I push back at first. We should embrace risk.
Not recklessly. The idea is that overprotecting your system makes it brittle. They borrow Nassim Taleb's idea of anti-fragility. The immune system needs exposure to germs to get strong.
So fail fast, fail cheap, and learn.
Yes. Launch a minimum viable product and let the market give you immediate feedback. That's a lot smarter than hiding for years and then launching something nobody wants.
Okay, and I remember the fourth one. It's about disobedience, right?
Yeah, from compliance to creative disobedience. Blind obedience is dangerous when rules keep changing. The person who questions the rules is the one who finds the new path forward.
They point to the printing press and the internet as acts of disobedience.
Right. The Media Lab even recruits brilliant misfits who don't fit academic boxes. That's how you create a space where the unthinkable gets attempted.
Love that. What's the next shift?
From practice to pull. Instead of pushing a fully planned solution into a problem you don't understand, you start with action and then pull in resources and people as you go.
Like Linux. Linus Torvalds created a simple kernel and pulled in contributions from thousands of programmers.
Exactly. It grew organically, not from a master plan.
Then the sixth principle is from top down to bottom up.
Yes. The smartest solutions emerge from local interactions, not from a central designer. Think of a forest or a city.
But you still need some kind of framework, right?
Sure. The early smart city vision used a central brain to control everything. That failed. The winning approach is to open up data and let citizens build their own solutions.
So emergence beats design. What about experts?
Principle 7 is from expertise to diversity. For wicked problems, experts are often trapped by their own mental models. A diverse group with different ways of thinking beats a team of the best specialists in one field.
And the Red Balloon Challenge proved that. The internet found 10 balloons across the country faster than any expert team could.
Exactly. A distributed crowd with clever incentives did it.
Then there's the tough one. Privacy to transparency?
Yes. They're not saying privacy doesn't matter. But the battle for absolute privacy is lost, and the real issue is power. If everyone can see the data, the few powerful entities lose their ability to manipulate us.
That makes sense with open source software. When the code is visible, it's more secure and trustworthy.
Right. It moves us from mutual surveillance by the few to mutual accountability by the many.
What's the final principle?
From planning to iteration. A 5-year plan is a fantasy. Instead, you build a prototype, test it, learn, and repeat.
That's the lean startup idea. Get it wrong as fast as possible.
Exactly. And it's more radical than continuous improvement. You're also constantly asking whether you're working on the right thing.
So the whole book is really about becoming more adaptable than anyone else.
Yes.
The future belongs to the ones who can learn faster and be comfortable with uncertainty. It's not a set of strategies, it's a mindset.
That's the part that stuck with me. I can't control the whiplash, but I can learn to move with it. That's my takeaway.
If you want more, the app's at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime. Final thought. Whiplash is an invitation to be more curious, more humble, and more willing to be wrong. We'll see you in the next one.